Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin, daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Mabez as we continue through our travels from the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin, and as we have about another daf and a half until we get to Avadim, and then after that, Kinyanim. First through to Yudal and Mabez, tomorrow we get up to the daf of Eved Ivri Nikne Bekesef, Bishtaru Vechulu, and other types of Kinyanim. But again, we got into this because the first Mishnah here in our Masechta is Ha'isha Nikneis, the unique Kinyan of Kiddushin, and then we'll get to other Kinyanim and Avadim Vechulu. Okay, so we are on the bottom of Yubez Mabez, where there is a story in Rava just Paskin. There was a man that gave a woman, a tzifta da'asa, a mat of reeds, and it did not have a Shevet Pruta. And he said, oh no, check what's inside. Check what's inside. So she opens it, and there's money inside, but she doesn't say a word. So the question is, does that work? Says Rava, this is shtika lachar matan mos, v'chol shtikusa d'lachar matan mos, lav klumhu. That does not work for a kinyan. The question is why? Isn't it pretty clear that he gave her the mat, he gave her money inside, and she didn't know about it at that moment? So isn't that gilui das enough to know what exactly occurred? The Gemara is going to talk about what the makar is, but what's the svara? So if you look at Rav Shimon Shkup and the Shara Yosher in Zion Yud Beis, he discusses, he has many rayas to his principle, but one of his principle is that besides, as we know, a woman has to have acquiescence for the Maisa Kiddushin, different than Gerishin, but it's specifically, as I just said, Kavana for the Maisa Kiddushin involved in the Maisa Kiddushin, not just Kavana. And here, there might be Kavana, there might be Gili Das, there might be agreement, but where is that connected to the Maisa Kiddushin? The Maisa Kiddushin already happened. And therefore, this shtika, okay, even if we think it is gilui das, but if it's after the ma'aseh kedushin, it's too late. The bekiyai gavna.
If the man gives a kedushin to the lady, and the tabat is in the super,
it's
not worth it.
Right, so that's what was discussed in the past, that it has got to be a pruta. It's got to be a pruta.
Yes, I know the pruta, but she sees it as she thinks it's worth a pruta.
Okay, so if it's not worth a pruta, it's not worth a pruta.
After that, she
finds
out
it's
not worth a pruta.
Okay, so that it's a toast, if it's not worth a pruta. The Pekiyai Gavna says, Rav Shimon, Ein shum chisaron behiskalus rotzon mitzad ha'isha, elavadei achisaron mitzad mitzad kavanas maisa hakinyin. Tehainu dekiva debeinon maisa kinyin mitzad ha'isha, al inyin zeh lemeshvi nafsha kehefker. He's quoting like the Ron in Nedarim, that she has to have kavana for the kinyin to allow herself to be miskadeshes. Debechol kiddushin chashvina na maisa mitzida. Yes, he has to be the active player. As we know, kiyikach v'lo kitilakach, but she has to be part of the kiddin. She can't be, she's not the chefsa. So therefore, she'inyin zehu maisa mochiach shemekabelas al daseh shehu omer la. De'belav hachi ein l'reshus l'kabel ha'kesef. And therefore he quotes our Gemara here, and the way the Ron explains our Gemara, chisorn ve'ikar maisa ha'kinyin, af shemechavetes l'shem kinyin, lo mahani. Davi kikavana b'lo maisa, she'in ha'maisa muchachas klum al inyan ha'kavanas. That's Reb Shimon explaining our Gemara, and that's the svara for Rava. Even if there is shtika, and there is enough for a... enough gilui das, but there isn't enough connected to the maisa. Okay, so Amar Rava mina amina la. How do I know? Ask Rava that this is true. Tanya, the Brisa says, the Tosefta says here in Kiddushin. Amar la kitzi sela zu bipikadon. A man gives the sela to a woman and says, here, could you hold on to this for me? Bipikadon. V'chazar v'amar la hiskachi li bo. And then he says, please be miskadeshes to me with this. So, when did this take place? Bishas matan ma'os, if it took place at the time of the matan ma'os, so then mikudeshes. Right, if before, what does bishas matan ma'os mean? Rashi says, second to last line, im kodeb shekibaltan, if before she was makabelit, he said, hiskad shili bo, so then bishas matan ma'os mikudeshes. So that is fine. He changed his words, you know, even before the act was finished, and therefore that would work. Liachar matan mos, but if it was afterwards, so then it depends. Rotzta mikudeshes, lo rotzta ena mikudeshes. It depends if she was rotzta, if she said yes. test. The question is, ask the Gemara, my ratzta, my lo ratzta. Again, this first brisa, he says, pikadon and then kiddushin, which is going to work unlike, remember we had earlier, a couple of daf ago, on daf vav, we had a mekadesh b'milve, enem kudeshes. But there was a difference between the milve and the pikadon. Milve is milve lahotza nitna, as the Rishonim explained, and therefore, he didn't give her anything. We had a machlokas Rishonim there, the Rambam and others, whether if she didn't spend the money, is it still Mivah Lahutza? No, because she could have spent the money. So that was a discussion there, but that's not like Pikadon. If somebody has my Pikadon, it's still mine. Kol Hecha Di Isa, Birshusa Demari Isa, wherever it might be. So here, we're talking about Pikadon. He says, here's a Pikadon, and then he changes it. So if it's B'shas Matan Mos, then it works. La'achar Matan Mos, but if it's afterwards, then it depends. Ratzta Mikudeshes, Lo Ratzta Yina Mikudeshes. So what does that mean? My Ratzta, my Lo Ratzta. I Lema Ratzta Da Amra In. Lo Ratzta Da Amra Lo. If it's as we would have translated it, that if it's Ratzta, she says yes. And then Lo Ratzta Dharma Lo, and she said no. So what's the ratio then? Mechal de ratio, the ratio which does not have any distinctions, would be talking about both. Ki Amra Lo Nami Havi Kiddushin. Only in the Sefer do you have a distinction, but the ratio just says it always works. So that would for sure be Kiddushin, even though she said no. That can't be. Amai Vak Amra Lo. That can't be what Ratzta and Lo Ratzta means. Ela lav Ratzta da Amra in Lo Ratzta de Ishtika Mishtika. What must Ratzta and Lo Ratzta means? Ratzta means she said yes. Lo Ratzta means she didn't say yes. But she was quiet. She would have said no. Obviously it doesn't work. But Shtika would have worked. So what do you see from here? In a case of Bishas Matan Maus, everything would work, even shtika. V'shma mina, the shtika, delach, or matan mos, v'lo klumhi. So it must be that that's Rav's svara, that's based on that tosefta, that being quiet after it was given is no good. The woman has to do something, again, b'shas matan mos, as we know, b'zman hazeh, what is done is that the woman sticks out her finger to get the ring on under the chuppah, and that's an expression, not even of shtika, that's better than shtika. She pokes out her finger, so then, and the chasam puts the ring on, so that's as if she's saying yes. That's shtika, that's not shtika, that's gilui das, b'shas matan mos, and the whole context of Dibra Liske Kiddushin, and the Edom are called up, and she's under the chuppah, everything, they were medaber Liske Kiddushin, so everything works bizman hazeh. Says the Gemara though, kashu ba bipum nahara, mishmei d'Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yoshua, midami. Wait a minute, asks the Gemara on Rava. How could you compare these two cases? The case of Pikadon and the case of doing it in the Tosefta. I'm sorry, the case of Pikadon and the case earlier where he gives it and she's not even sure what's inside. Midami hasam bitoras Pikadon yavinhu niela. In the case of the Tosefta, he gives it to her as a Pikadon. Savra isha dina luhu umisperei mechayvina behu. What is she thinking? Why is she being quiet? Why is she not just throwing it down? She knows it's a Pikadon and she thinks, you know, I have a chrayas on this. If I break this, I'm going to have to pay for it. You break it, you bought it. And she's very careful. So there maybe we could say the shtika reflects one thing. Hacha b'tores kiddushin yavinu niela. But here, it's b'tores kiddushin. She has no responsibility. Her shtika. V'isa delo nichala. If she wouldn't be happy with it, lishdinu. So then she should throw it down. There's no risk. And the fact that she did not throw it down, shouldn't that be kiddushin? That should be enough. By pikadon, maybe there's a reason she didn't throw it down, even if she's not interested. Because she's nervous. She's nervous she's going to have to pay for it. Right? That's by pikadon. She heard the words, b'tores pikadon, and she accepted it. She didn't reject it right then. Mashekid, by kiddushin, in this case, there is no reason why she shouldn't have thrown it down. And therefore, the Gemara says, why didn't she? Let's continue, and then we'll make a comment of the Rishonim. Says the Gemara, Parach Rav Achai. One second, Rav Achai defends the comparison. Atu kuli nashi dina gemiri. But every woman knows the lumdis of, oh, I got it as a pikadon. Oh, I got it as kiddushin. Well, we're giving such credit that we know, that she knows all of the intricacies of responsibilities in terms of what she got, what she didn't get. Hachinami Savra. What's the difference? She got it. She's holding somebody else's item here. So she'll think across the board. Isha dina luhu mispere mischayavna bachri yusayu. right? She thinks if I throw it down and it's going to break, so I'm going to be obligated. I don't think there's a difference. It goes by lemaisa her das. We're not talking about the inherent nature of the halachos. It goes by her das. If it goes by her das, there shouldn't be a difference. Rav Achoy is mentioning that, you know, not everyone dina gemiri. Again, keep in mind also, Bisman, many, even not so long ago, women weren't literate, and it was a different time period, and therefore, even if they knew certain basics, they didn't know all the intricacies of pikdonos and kiddushin. She has to know some basic ideas in order to get married. But other than that, it's not true. I like to quote the Rama, where we know the Gemara tells us later on, Meseches Kiddushin, regarding the p'tur of women in Talmud Torah. Women are part of Talmud Torah. But the Rama in Yaradeya quotes, keep in mind that women have to learn all mitzvahs that are shayachas to them. Women are obligated, shayachas to them. Which we might say today is, that's it. Halavai, we should know all mitzvahs that women are obligated in. Yaradeya, Choshen Mishpat, Evan Ezer, Arachayim. We don't have to know everything. Okay, women don't have to learn. Okay, the Beis HaLevi and Parshas Mishpatim. Women don't have to know every element of Lishma, every Ksos and Nesivis, and everything that's not Lamaisa today. But women have plenty to learn. Right? That Ramah is even a basis for a discussion in Arachayim. We know that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, everyone agrees. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, four words. Nashim Avarchos Birchas HaTorah. Women have to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. The question is why? Why do women have to say Birchas HaTorah? So that is a major controversy in the Achronim. But the Magen Avraham on that Ramah in Arachayim, Sibin Mem Vav, Mem Zayin, in Birchas Birchas HaTorah, the Magen Avraham says it's based on this Ramah. Women have plenty to learn. What are you, women, Nashim Avarchos, what are you saying? Oh, because they're not Chayiv in Talmud Torah? Of course they're Chayiv in Talmud Torah. They have to learn, okay, per se, but they have to learn all the Torah that's related to the mitzvos that they're obligated in. And therefore, women, like that Ramah, women have to learn plenty. That is the Magen Avraham. The Vilna Gaon is not happy with that answer, because the Vilna Gaon says that he thinks it's he has problems with that Magen Avraham based on Vlamatimosos, but he's really strong in terms of the belief that it is not they're not obligated even with that Ramah. That's only a Hechsher mitzvah. So the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, thinks no, it's just like a Zman Grama. It's just like women are making brachas on shofar and sukkah and lulav and all the other mitzvahs that say about grama that they're pturas from, so women can make a bracha on this too. So the Gra can't mean that literally. Why? Because the Gra here is explaining the das of the Shulchan Aruch. Svaradim do not make brachas on Zman Gramas. Women. The Ramah passes that way, like Balei HaTosfos. But the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that women do not make brachas on a sukkah and shofar and lulav. Right, only it's mitzvahs that they're obligated in, like the Afhinoi Boso on Ace Mitzvahs, Megillah and the rest. But that's the Vilna Gaon suggestion. And then we like to quote the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim quoted in the Griz al Harambam, among other Svarim, Reb Chaim quotes that this is a different type of bracha. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a bracha on what he calls Chefsa Shal Mitzvah. What is Chefsa Shal Torah? When I come in contact with the Dvar Hashem, when I come in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his autobiography, through the Torah, so that's Mechayev Bracha. That's Mechayev Bracha. That's it. I have to make a Bracha. Birchas HaTorah. It's maybe a unique type of Shavach V'Hodah, a unique type of Birchas HaMitzvah. But either way, that is Torah Ta'un Bracha. That's the formulation. That's why men and women would be equal. The Rav of Salvechik was just Mosif one point, and then we'll get back to our Gemara. He was Mosif one point. He thinks that there was a riot to this. It was a riot to this idea, putting together one Ramban, that you have to make a bracha when you come in contact with the Dvar Hashem. The Ramban in the Hakdama to the Torah, he notes that all of the Torah on a Kabbalistic level spells out Shem Hashem. Kala Torah Kula Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On some Kabbalistic level, you could break up the words of the Torah in different ways that we don't. For example, Barosh Yisbara Elokim. You don't have to read it as Bereshis. He says that's just one example. But on a deeper level, it spells out Shem Hashem. That's the Ramban. And therefore, you have to realize that whenever you come in contact with Shem Hashem, Ki Shem Hashem, and that's based on that, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I come in contact with the name Hashem, Havu Godel Elokeinu, ascribe greatest to him, that's the Makar for Talmud Torah. The makar v'talmud Torah for birchas. I'm sorry, for birchas haTorah is that bracha, because Torah is on a deeper level Shem Hashem, and when I come in contact with that, then I have to ascribe greatness to him and to his Torah. So just related to that, the Rav quoted the Gemara in Maseches Yuma that the same pasuk of Gishem Hashem Ekra is used to teach me that when we hear the name of Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash, we have to bow down like we do on Yom Kippur. Gishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. That is also the makar for Kriya in the Beis HaMikdash. So those two relate to this Reb Chaim, that whenever we come in contact, when we hear the Dvar Hashem, then we have to react, either through Birchas HaTorah or through Karim Ubishtachavim. So again, back to this Gemara. So Rav Achoy said, women don't know the difference. Right, Kulu Nashi Adina Gemiri. Right, they don't. That there shouldn't be such a distinction. So therefore, the comparison works. Let's just finish this line. Shalcha Ravacha Bar Rav Lakamed Ravina. So Kiyai Gavna Mai. So Lamaisa, what's the halach in this case where Rava says Shtika Lachar Matan Mos does not work, but is there a difference between Pikadon and Kiddushin? Shalach Le. So Ravina says to him, Anan Lo Sham Yilan Had Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. We never heard of this question that Rav Huna asked before, that, oh, how could you compare the cases? Right, we never heard that. Atun deshamilechu chushula. But you who have heard this, so you have to be choshish for it. Right, you have to be choshish for it, and therefore, you have to make sure that just in case, maybe it should be, maybe if the fact that she didn't throw it down, you know, does show something, so she should need a get lechumra if she would want to marry someone else. Says the Rashba on this Gemara, Why can't, if you look in other Gemaras, in cases where the woman gets something, the Rashba is commenting on the Svara of, on the line of, Isha Dina Luhu, right? She would have thought I'm Chayev, she would have thought I'm not Chayev. V'yesh L'daktik, Kivan D'dina Ka'amrinan, since the halacha is that if she would throw it down, if she got it as Kiddusha, she wouldn't be responsible. Lish Dinu V'leim Aleharesha Chalafanecha. Why wouldn't she be able to say, and this is what the Rashba asks and the others ask, why shouldn't she be able to say, by Pikadon HaReisha Chalfanecha, just put it down. She wasn't interested in the Kiddushin, so why can't she just say that? So the Rashba quotes a couple of answers. She quotes the Rav of Bezdin, Tahacha B'Tafkid Gabal Hazman Yadua. She accepted it for a certain amount of time, and now it's B'Toch Hazman. And then he quotes, V'odani Mistapik Bedino, Shafilu Hivkit Lizman, Lomalo Tucha Lahachzir Tochzman, Mi Adiv Shomerchina Mi Poel, Shechozer Bachatziyom. This is a Rashba that's quoted in other Sugyas and Shas. Is a Shomer any worse than a Poel? Let's say I'm guarding something for a month. After 2 weeks, you know, it's too much responsibility. Am I able to go back to you and say, here, take it back, I don't want it back. Am I allowed to do that? The Rashba says, yeah, why not? Why is it any worse than a poel? A worker. If a worker's working for me and he wants to quit, it says, halachas, could you find other workers? Gemara's in Bat Metzia. But the Rashba says the line, mi adiv shomer chinam mi poel. Shechozer b'chatzi hayom. Is he any worse than a poel? That is the Rashba's rhetorical question that this woman and any ba'al pikadon, any shomer, should be able to go back. The Ksos thinks that it is worse. The Ksos thinks that even if a poel can go back, ironically, a shomer cannot go back. Ksos writes in Simon Ayin Dalid. He says, "Svirle to shmira ainu inyan lapoel v'udafka poel yachol lachzar mishum deli b'nei Yisrael avadim aval shmira to huchiyav v'shibud sheyischayev l'shalem im yiganev oyevad b'toch hazman im ken gam k'shemachzir l'mafkid v'nignav onevad b'beis habaylem nami chayev hashomer l'shalem." It's unbelievable. Explains, he says, no, a shomer might be more powerful. Once you accept, you can't get out of it. You accepted for 30 days, you accepted. To do a job, okay, so you didn't do the job, you're not going to get paid for it, you're going to give it back, and that's fine. But a shomer is worse. If we're shomer, then we accepted, and we can't get out of it. That's the Ksos maybe arguing on that rhetorical question of the Rashba. Let's continue. So shomer could be. It could be like that Ksos. There's one other ha'ara, and that is here from the Pnei Yeshua. He notes on this halacha of Shtikus Alachar Matan Mos. He notes similar question to that to the discussion that we had from Reb Shimon at the beginning of the shir. V'nira Tahad Shtikus Alachar Matan Mos Lav Klumu. That which we paskin that way. Iker Hatam. So what was Reb Shimon's focus? that we started off the sugya with, because she didn't have kavana b'shas ma'isa, and there wasn't an ingredient of the kavana in the ma'isa. The Pnei Yeshua has a different focus. He says it's an edim problem. Mishum de be'edei kiddushin be'inan davar barur lohotzia mecheskas pnuya lecheskas eishas ish. Remember, the edim have to know exactly at that moment that there is a marriage going on here. Umehai taima bechol kiddushin da'alma ava gavdi shaska. Because even if she doesn't say anything, it's as if she's saying something. But here, they don't know why. And even if you wanted to the lamdis, did she throw it? Did she not throw it? It's not clear. And if it's not clear, that could be called. If it's not clear, so the edim vadai don't know whether it's a marriage. If they don't know there's a marriage, so then we would say it is not enough to be motzi her mecheskas pnuya. So it's two different emphases of the achronim. Do you focus on the kavan and the maisa? Do you focus on the edim? Okay, let's continue. Right in the middle. Just after. Okay, let's just continue a little bit. Hahi itza dahavi kamizavna varshachi. There was a woman that was selling varshachi, selling ribbons. Asa hu gavra chata varshachamina. There was a man that came and grabbed the ribbons from her. Amrlei, and he stole them. And then she says, "Give my ribbons back." Amrlei, havenili. Amrla, yavinalech mikdashisli. Right? If I give them back to you, would you be married to me? We had a couple of days ago. We had the opposite. We had the opposite case where she's begging for something. Can I have? Can I have? So here he stole it. So would you marry to me? Shakilti v'ishtika. She doesn't say a word. The Amr of Nachman, yichol olameimar in shakli v'didi shakli. Right, Rav Nachman says that's not a marriage. She's basically taking her own. She's in shakli. I did take my own v'didi shakli, but I took my own, and therefore I didn't have kavana for kiddushin. Eisle Rav Alar Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman, 1 minute, is this really true that if she takes what's called gezel dida, if she takes her gezel, so then it's not good. What about the following tosefta that comes up later on? Kitcha begezel ubechamas ubiganeva. Right, she is miskodeshes with gezel, chamas. What's the difference between gezel and chamas? We're on Baba Kama. Rashi quotes it here. Gezel, I don't pay for it. Chamas, I pay. I force you to give it to me, but I throw you money. Ubiganeva, o shechatav sela miyada, or I grabbed a sela vikitcha mikudeshes. Says the Tosefta, it works? Question mark. So, is kitcha begezel? Does that work or does that not work? So the Gemara says, hasam b'deshadich. No, the case over there in the Tosefta that works is because they already had shiduchin. Then he got a little overboard and he acted inappropriately. But they were, is she still going to want this marriage? Okay, but hasam b'deshadich. That's the answer. Says the Gemara. That's the chilek. Umina. He stole it from her. Umina timra deshani lam bin shadich l'dulo shadich. How do we know there's a difference between a prior shiduchin or not? So the Tanya, the Brisa says as follows. Amar lakin si sela zu shani chayv lechi. If he says, take this sela that I owe you, he owes her money, he gives it to her. The chazar va'amar lo iskashi libo. And then he says that be married to me through that. B'shas maton, so we have a similar to what we had before. But a little different. B'shas matan mos, if it's at the time of the matan mos, so then there's a distinction. Ratzta mukudeshes, la ratzta ina mukudeshes. La'achar matan mos, afilu ratzta ina mukudeshes. After matan mos, it's too late no matter what. So again, my ratzta, my lo ratzta. What does it mean here that there's a distinction b'shas matan mos? Ilema ratzta da'amra in. Lo ratzta da'amra lo. If ratzta means yes, lo ratzta means no. Ha'ishtika havi kiddushin. But if she would have been quiet, it is a kiddushin at the time of matan mos. Finistim b'kodesh astam ki hasam. So why don't you say that? It's a bigger chiddush. Bigger chiddush. Just say she didn't say anything, it would be kiddushin. You don't have to say only if she said yes. So Ella, rather, what must the distinction be? Ella ratzta da amra in, lo ratzta de ishtika. That's the distinction. Bishas matan mos. Vahatani de ena mukudeshes. And it says ena mukudeshes if she's shosekes. My time or why? Yecholo lemeimar in shakli vididi shakli. It must be because she could say, it's my chov, I took what I'm owed. But it's not for kiddushin. So therefore, that's the basis for what she could say earlier. We didn't finish the raya yet. Ella kasha. Rashi's our greatest Rebbe. So we don't know where the question starts or ends or continues. The ella kasha. You see Rashi? Maskana dimina timrahi. Rashi knows this is the maskana of the point of Midat Timra. How do you know the chilek? Rashi's the greatest. So Elakasha Hach the Kitsha Begazel Ubachamas. Aye, what about what we said before? Begeva Oshachat of Salam Miyada the Kitsha Mukudeshes. Aye, why over there does it work? If she was quiet, then here we're saying it does not work. So Elalav Shvamina the Shadich Adelo Shadich. It must be that there's a distinction between shiduchin, shadich, and no shadich. The shaila that's asked, which is the main sugya for our discussion, is how do we know that even if shadich, how does the kinyan take place? We know that the money or the item, whatever it is, has to be owned by the bialim, by the husband, before he gives it to her. So what happens here? He stole something from her, and now he gives it back. So fine, she's happy with it. She wants to be married. But when was it ever her? When was it ever his to give to her? That's the main shaila of Kitsha Begazel. How does it work? How does it work that it's owned by him, and then it is owned by her? So the Rashi, not Rashi here, but the main sugya is Rashi later on. Daf Nun Beizam and Aleph. Rashi uses one magic word. How does Kitsha Begeza work? He stole it from her and then he gives it back to her and the marriage works. How does that work? Rashi says, Mechila. Mechila, the last line on Beizam and Aleph. Kivin to Kabilte, Achilte. Achilte. Mechila. Ask all the Achronim. Ask the Avnei Nezer and ask Rav Soloveitchik. Both. How does Mechila work? You can't be Mochel on a Ba'en. If you have something of mine and I'm mochel, you can be mochel on an obligation, on a chiyuv. You can't be mochel on a ba'en. I'm mochel it to you. What do you mean? You can't be, that's not called a kinyan. Kinyan is, as well I have, there are certain types of kinyanim. You can't be mochel something to be makna it. So how does it work here that Rashi says mochel? All the achronim say why? Really, she is mochel, the chiyuv. Because right now, when a ganav takes something, he has a chiyuv hashav, he has a chiyuv to give it back. But there's a Chiddush HaTorah that is also something called Kinyani Geneva. Even against his will, the Ganav is Koneh. What if a Ganav steals something and then an Ones happens? He has to pay for it. Why does he have to pay for it? It's not his. Kinyani Geneva. Kinyani Geneva. So he has to pay for it. He's responsible. So what happened here by Gezel? Rashi says she's Mochel. What is she Mochel? She's Mochel the Chiyav Hashava. Once she's Mochel the Chiyav Hashava, then Memela, it's Nikneh fully to the Ganav. This is one of the rayas that there is something called Kinyani Geneva. From that Rashi, Mochel the Chiyuv, and therefore Mamela it becomes his. At that moment, once the Chiyuve Hashava disappear, and Mamela, it belongs to the man to use. Right, another clear, beferish. I mean, you don't need the Rishonim. The Gemara already says it, but the Rishonim elaborate. There are two Tosfasim in Baba Kama, where you would have expected that say Beferish. Talk about Kinyani Geneva. Tosfas on Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, where Tosfas discusses the difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan and a Mazik. In terms of, if I steal something and then it depreciates and it goes down in value, where I break it, can I just give back the shards and be mashlim the difference? So Tosfos there says, Yud Aleph, Haynu Taima, Deganav Gazlan Kanu Miyad Kisho Tzio Meirushes Bailam. They would kone it right away. Avo Mazik, if I break somebody's item, I'm not kone it. Lo Mischayev, Ela Kamoshi Yizik. Right, so that's Tosfos Baba Kama Yud Aleph, but then you have an Akones. You have another Tosfos there, who also says that Beferish, Nun Vav Amid Beis. Tosfos says, Disvarahu, De Gazlan Nichnas Tachas HaBailim. De Kivan Shehotzi Mirushas Bailim, Shayuchayavim Bishmirasa, Venemayachon LaShamra, Fisha Nigzla Mehem Yeshal HaGazlan LaShomra, Dilin Yizakin, Ikru Bailim, Kol Misha Biyadu LaShomra. And he relates it to Nezek too. But the protection from Nezek. But either way, that's the Chiddush of Rashi explaining our Gemara. Why would Gezel work? Because she's Mocha v'chiyev Hashava, and then Memela, the Kinyanim are allowed to be Chal in full. Okay, first wide line. Medium line. Kinoch nafshi the Ravasi. When Ravasi died, Ailu Rabbanan lin kutinhu lishmaitse. All the rabbis got together to write a book about him. To put all of his psakim together, to come out with all of his great shitas. So Amaleihu Me'rabbanon. So all the rabbis said what they remember from Ravasi. So Amaleihu Me'rabbanon, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, Hachi Amar Ravasi, Amar Rebbe Mani. So the first one has to do with Isha and Kinyanim, but then we'll get to others. Kishem she'ein Isha nicknames b'pachas b'shevar pruta, just like a woman is not nicknames, pachas b'shevar pruta, as we had earlier, Daf Gimel, about Chalipin, as we have the first Mishnah of Beis Hillel, kach ein karka nicknames b'pachas b'shevar pruta. So to karka cannot be bought with less than a shevar pruta. So it's interesting that the mucker for Kinyan Kesef was karka. And now we're learning the other way. We're learning from Kiddushin to Karka. Once we have a comparison, so we can go in both directions. Just like Isha needs Shavar Pruta, so too Karka. Amrule, they said, V'hatanya, Avabi Shein Isha Nikles, B'vakadu Shavar Pruta, Karka Nikles, B'vakadu Shavar Pruta. Aye, what about the Brisa that says otherwise? Amrule, Kitanya Hahi B'chalipin. That B'vakadu Shavar Pruta was a Chalipin, meaning Karka, could be nicknames b'chalipin. Titanya konim b'kli avo b'she'im bo shavar pruta. In Isha, as we had before, is lo mikna nafsha, or lo mikna, depending on the girsa by chalipin. But when it says there in the brisa, nicknames b'bachas b'shevar pruta, that doesn't mean as a kinyan kesef, b'bachas b'shevar pruta. That would not work. But that's in terms of chalipin. As we have mentioned often, chalipin is what how Achronim explained it, das kinyan without a maisa kinyan. It's just a kinyan which is a reflection of Gemira's das, which shows concretization of seriousness. Right, I pick up a handkerchief. What am I being kona? Right, I pick up a pen. I make the rav a shliach to sell my chametz. The chassan picks it up. What kind of kinyan is that? It's all symbolic. So if it's symbolic, so then even if it's a kli less than a shavar pruta. Also, by the way, a kli itself has symbolic value, even if per se it's worth less than a shavar pruta. Konim b'kli av b'shev b'shevar pruta could be because a kli has inherent value for usage. It doesn't go by just what its value is, but because we could use it, that's infinitely valuable, and therefore it is has a chaloshem kli, and therefore it can be used even if it's worth less than a shevar pruta. It's also interesting when we get to the sugyas later on of kinyanim, daf chavav, the kinyanim about karka and metaltalin. So the Mishnah lists off there, nechasim, sheishlam, achrayis, niknes, bekesef, beshar, bechazaka. Karka is the big three. Kesef, shar, and chazaka. Metaltalin, meshicha. Chalipin could work for both. And it's not listed in the Mishnah. Which already also tips us off that it's different than, why isn't it here? All the other kinyanim are here. Why is it chalipin here? And that's the most universal kinyan. So maybe its strength is its weakness. Because it's so strong and it works everywhere, so it's not like the other kinyanim. And that's why it's not listed here in the Mishnah. It's a very different kinyan. So my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once used that lashon to explain why it's not in the Mishnah. I think the Aruch HaShulchan says it in Choshe Mishpat, that idea too. Okay, that is all the first statement of Rav Asi, that they remembered that they gathered together. Hadar Yasvi v'kamri. They continued and said, let's continue. Had da'am Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel. Shmuel said, we already had this earlier. Kol she'ini yodei abativ gittin v'kidushin lo yelo esek imahin. Whoever is not an expert in gittin and kidushin shouldn't have an esek imahin. We had a machlokas earlier, davav, Rashi etosis, what does that mean? Rashi quoted, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, one shouldn't be a dayan. One shouldn't be a mesadir of gittin v'kidushin, unless they're an expert. The Taz on Shulchan Aruch said, for sure, gittin. And that's what we have today. Very few, there are very few mesadri gittin in the world, because it's very scary. Right, to be the status of an Eishes Ish, you gotta know the Shulchan Aruch, Shas, and Poskim backwards and forwards. Kiddushin, we're more makel, the Taz says. Because, hopefully, there's no major shilas that come up at a wedding. Sometimes there are. But, hopefully there are no major shilas, so one has to be less expert to be a Masada Kiddushin. But others on the Shulchan Aruch say, the Gemara puts it together, and even the Rashi quoted earlier that the Gemara in Gittin Davav, there was a Hayim Abayz, I think, had a special smicha they used to give out for Gittin and Kiddushin. That's what Shmuel said. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan about this. That's what we're talking about this here, Rav Asi. The Kushin La'olam Yosef Midaram Abel. And if they paskin inappropriately and they're involved in this when they're not supposed to, so it's even worse than the Daram Abel. How do you know that? Shinamar. Because the Pasuk says in Hosea, Alo v'kachesh v'ratzach v'gano v'na'of. All of these averis, cursing and the denying and murder and stealing and adultery, paratsu, has been spread out. V'damim v'damim naga'u. And the bloods have connected. So, my mashra, what does that have anything to do with us? How do we know that has to do with difficulties? So it talks about Ni'uf here, and this leads to Ni'uf because he's not properly knowledgeable. Kiddum and Targim, Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef explains the Targum on that pasuk, Moldin Benin Minashech Avrayon. They have children from their friends' wives. Choven al Choven, it's Mosifin, they add on sins on sins. And Viksiv, and it says right after that, Al Kain Tevala Aretz V'umlal Kol Yoshev Ba B'chayes Asad Be'Of Hashemayim V'Gam Degei Hayam Ye'Aseifu. So this pasuk is an allusion to people who cause Ni'uf, like the people who are involved in Sidur Kiddush V'Kiddushin. And what does it say here? Everything's affected and destroyed, even the fish. Even the fish. V'Gomer. V'Lo B'Dor HaMabol Lo Nigzok Zeira La'Dagim Shebayam. And the marble didn't affect the fish. So you see, this is even worse in this context. Good. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Adavilakulhu. Maybe this pasuk is not just talking about the last word, not with adultery or leading to issues of promiscuity. Maybe you have to do all of them to get such a punishment. The Gemara says, Lo Salka Daitach, Tichsiv, Ki Mipnei Allah Avla Ha'aretz. Because it says that it repeats Allah, which is the curse, and that's only one. So just like that one's one, all the other ones are separate too. Ve'ema Allah Lachud V'hanach Luchudeo. No, maybe Allah is alone, but all the others are together. So Miksiv Uparatsu. Paratsu Ksiv. Right, uparatsu might mean you have to do all of them. No, paratsu, that means they're all independent. Just one hara, the Ben Yoyada says right here on the bottom, he says, why is fish the difference? Why was fish the barometer to know, is this so bad or is this less bad? So the Ben Yoyada quotes, says, Dafka fish, ki adogim romzim al tamidei chachamim, shenigroim b'shem dogim. Va'atam kamosha adogim chiyusim b'mayim dafka, kein tamidei chachamim chiyusim b'tarash and imshal l'mayim. Dafka fish, because fish shows the, right, we can't be a fish out of water, is somebody without learning. V'lachein ba'avon zeh shal osam chachamim, ha'osam atzman chachamim lahoros barayis, those rabbis who are not rabbis that are doing it, so the fish is the litmus test that shows that they are not acting appropriately. He also quotes the question of the Marsha here. Marsha says, how do you see that the Eichiyu Kashim, why is this worse than the Dor HaMabul? So Hayu Chote, he says, how do you say it's worse? So you choted b'mezid b'vada iser. V'achas safeg eishas ish v'ksas shogeg. But the Mabul, they mamish did it b'mezid. And here, what are they? They're doing it. They're trying to paskin. So v'nira li b'siyat d'shmai, he says, the Dor HaMabul was terrible. But you know what? Their Yetzirah got the better of them and overcame them, and they're not ones. The world was destroyed. But it could be looked at a little bit as ones. But here, begitin v'kiddushin, demater eishas ish la'alma, mikoach tos v'chesron das, you have no hana in this. It's just stam, irresponsible. Delaviyu gufe bol isha azos, v'nimsa gorim iser eishas ish u'mamzerim, you get no hana out of this. It's not because a person's Yetzirah has got the better of them. And therefore, he says, in a certain way, you can look at it as even worse. Obviously, not even worse. The world isn't destroyed, but in a certain sense. Okay, that is all. Ravasi number two. Hadar Yasi Vakamri. Next, the rabbis are still together after Ravasi's death, getting together all the psakim of Ravasi. Vakamri. Haditna. The Mishnah says in Meseches Kinim. Ha'isha shahiviya chatas of amei. So we know a woman, when she has a baby, she's obligated to bring an ola and a chatas. So, ha'isha shahiviya chatasa. She brought her chatas, v'meisa, and then she dies. Yaviyu yarshin olasa. So her yarshim have to bring her carbon ola. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'hu shehifrishta mechayim. As long as she already designated which animal when she was alive, so that's when we say that the Yarshim have to bring it. But if she didn't designate it, so then she does not have to. Alma Ksavar, getting into a Shas topic here. Main sugi is Baba Basra, but right here, it's quoted here. We'll just have to touch on it. Ksavar Shibuda Lavda Oraisa. The Shibudim, the lien on the property of a person, is not de Oraisa. Why? Because if it was Daraisa, then even if she died before designating, but her property is leaned to the chiv that she has to bring the carbonola. But the fact that they don't say that, so then Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shmuel holds Shibuda is lav deoraisa. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Avagav Shalifish de Michayim. No, Rav Yochanan says even if she wasn't mafreshit when she was still alive, Alma Ksavah Shibuda Ava deoraisa. So why? Because he must hold Shibuda's deoraisa, and all the Shibudim are mida oraisa, even if she didn't designate it. A lot to say, but let's just finish this line. But didn't Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan already argue about this elsewhere? Derav Shmuel Damri Travayu Mil ve'alpeh Einogovim and Ayarshav lo min alakuchos. If I lend you money balpeh, so I cannot collect it from Yarshim if a person dies, or from buyers of his property, creditor, lakuchos, buyers. For Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lokesh Damri Travayu Mil ve'alpeh Gova b'imena Yarshim b'imena alakuchos. Question mark. So you see, you have the same machlokas of Shibuda, both by Milveh and by the carbon case. What do you need it by both? So the Gemara says, Sricha, you need it by both. The itmar baha, if you only had it by Milveh, bahach ka'amar Shmuel. Only there, Shmuel says that Shibuda is lav de'oraisa, mishum de'lo Milveh k'suveh batorah, because it is not a Milveh that is recorded in the Torah. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, but let's say, we'll go with Rashi for a minute. It's not, why do you owe the money when you borrow money? It's not that Hashem told you, but it's you borrow money. So you owe money because you borrow money. Even the non-Jews have that. It's not something that God said. Aval bahach, but by karbanos, imamodi lulur b'yochanan, very shlokish. But by karbanos, Hashem said you're obligated. So maybe there Shmuel would agree, Shibud daraisa. And you have the opposite. Baha kamar Rabbi Yochanan de milva k'suva batara k'suva b'shtar damya. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan says she put the deraisa there by a karbon, because that's mamish very strong. Aval bahachim emodulei l'shmuel sricha. That's why you need both. And amar of papa hilchasa we paskin milva alpea gove min ayershim in a gove min alakuchos. As we know, gove min ayershim the shibuda daraisa we paskin should collect from yershim in a gove min alakuchos to less lekala. But we can't collect from lekuchos because it's not fair to them if they don't know what exactly is bought and not bought. So therefore, it's not fair to them. Just two points. Number one is what's the svara for shibuda daraisa shibuda darabanan. So Rov Rishonim say it's based on psukim. Based on psukim. But there is a Shas Ritva right here. The Ritva has one formulation. And this Ritva is quoted. The Ritva quoted, you know what the machlokas is? Shibud alav daraisa, shibud alav daraisa. What shibud daraisa? The Ritva uses one magical word. Kinyanim. When your items are meshubit to me, I am kona them partially. Like we had earlier, not exactly the same, mashkon. Balchov kona mashkon, but that's the Ritva's lashon here. What's the machlokes between Shibud daraisa, Shibud lav daraisa? He says, it's a kinyan b'miksas, he calls it. Can you have a kinyan b'miksas? Shibud lav daraisa says there's no such thing as hakno lachatzoin. The sover ain't hakno lachatzoin. V'shibud kinyan lachatzoin. V'lochai lanichse de'isnu b'shas halva. That's the machlokas, whether it can be a kinyan lachatzon, but that's the Ritva's formulation, shibudim ar kinyanim. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention here, other two quick points, the Pnei Yeshua discusses, why is this dafka by Yoledes? Is this discussion here by Yoledes? So says the Pnei Yeshua, why? V'hash me'idan haki bolas Yoledes tfei mishar olos, nirali de bishar olos, pshita diyuchol mahakrav lachar misa. Shar olos, of course he can bring lachar misa. Kivan de mechaper nami aase de yarshim. Masheke bolas yoledes, you might have thought it's specifically relating to a woman who gave birth. The yarshim didn't give birth, so why should the carbon have any shaychus to them? The answer is no, even they could bring it. There is a fascinating discussion. We don't have time to go through the whole discussion here, but in terms of if there is kapara lemesim. There is kapara lemesim. Right? It says here, the Gemara only talks about an ola lachami, so what about a chatas? So we know, you can't bring a chatas. A chatas after a person dies, right? That's one of the chatos mesos. If a person has a carbon chatas and then they die, they have to just let it graze and die. You can't bring it. One of the chatos mesos, a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But the Beis HaOtzer, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Klal Peivav, it's just 3 pages long. He says, that's interesting, there's no kapara lemesim, but we find many sources that yesh kapara lemesim. Every Yom Kippur, we do kapara for the niftarim, and we get do tshuva and kapara la'amcha Yisrael asher padisa. The Medrash says mikancha hachayim podres amesim bitstaka, and we find many right. What do we say? Rachman al-Aslan, after a parent is niftar within Yud Beis Chodesh, hareini kaparas mishkavo. There are so many. He says it's only a karban. The kapara of a karban cannot be la'achar misa. But all the other kaparas related, he says, l'chora can be la'achar misa. And he goes through. And then he quotes a Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim, he quotes, and he's medakdek in every line of the Sefer Hasidim. Reuven Margolis also talks about this in Kuf Ayin. He says, karban chatas is lahagay min ha-yisurin. So if he died already, there's no more yisurin, like an asham talui. Then he quotes, stuck is like egla arufa. V'chulu and he continued. Then he tells some stories here. Let's just quote one of them. Ma'isa shaya be'echad shalach v'ta bayar. Uba laila lar lavana. There was somebody that was walking in the forest. Uba, remember, and this is one of the Rabbi Yehoshua, one of the Rishonim. Ba'adam echad etzlo. A man was walking in the forest, and then someone comes to him. V'hikir oso shahaya meis. And he meets somebody in the forest. He's like, didn't you die a few weeks ago? V'haya rotza isha zel lanus. Armalei oso shemeis al tibrach mimani. The guy sees us running away. He's like, I'm getting spooked out. He said, no, lo azik lecha. I'm not going to hurt you. Armalei v'alo ata meis. Armalei kain. Amarle lamata holik bayar. What are you doing? Amarle bishvil steploni shegazalti ainli menucha umiyagim osi bayaros. Says I don't know whether this is a source for Gilgal or he's being tortured at some point. Vekiyotze bo shamati quotes many sources and he quotes ideas of needing a kapara laachar misa. Vim testapigim zemes osheker hari biyisrael vade adinu kain v'chol and he continues. He says, tefillah helps, tzedakah helps, and he goes through. This story says there's a lot of kapar lachar misa. Just, a person can't do it themselves. He needs his yarshim, he needs his friends, he needs others that are no dave, l'shem that. Okay, let's continue now. We still have a Purim connection to on today's daf. Let's continue. V'kones atzma begeda b'misa sabal. So, back to the first Mishnah. So, what did we speak about the first 13 blad in this Masechta? The first line. So now, how are the two ways that she acquires her own independence? Beget ubemisas habal. So bishlama get dechsiv v'kasav la'sefer krisos. Ela misas habal minalon. Misas habal, how do we know that she is kone herself? So it's pretty unbelievable that the Gemara asked that question. That you need a source. The Gemara has to explicate why. You would have thought that if her husband dies, she's still married? Right, what's the habamina? So the Gemara says, Svaru, who asra v'hu sharta? He asered her, so he matters her. Says the Gemara, v'ha arayas, it doesn't work that way. Da asar luhu v'lo shari luhu. By arayas, he asers, and then let's say the man dies. All the krovim are still aser. Right, all those krovim, he doesn't matir. So ella, so you're right. So we got to figure out a source. Midama rachmana yavama she'en labana masura, a yavama that has no children is ushered to the world. She has to do yibum. Hayesh labana mutares. Mashma, that if she has children, then she can marry the world. So that's the makar that an almana is mutar la'alma. Says the Gemara, v'dilma ein labanim, how do you know? V'dilma ein labanim asur la'alma v'shari liyavam. Maybe ein labanim, she is ushered to the world and mutar to the yavam. V'yesh labanim l'kuli amanami asura. If you have children, she can never get remarried. Unbelievable. Havamina. Ella, we'll try to finish the whole sugya, and then we'll talk about it. Ella midam rachmana amana lekohen gadol asura. So maybe this is the makar. From the fact that an amana, there's an iser for a kohen gadol to marry an amana. Asur halakohen het yocharya. Must be that for a kohen hedyot and everybody else, she's muteres. Says the Gemara, v'dilma lekohen gadol bilav lukuli amabase. No, maybe a kohen gadol has an iser daraisa, but everybody else has an ase. What ase? Rashi quotes, v'haisa le'ish acher, right? Acher, gerishin dafka. After gerishin, you have v'haisa le'ish acher. Or Tosis quotes a different pasuk, v'dalek be'ishto, v'lo be'ishas chaveiro. Either way, says the Gemara, hayase maya vidite. How do you get an assay? She was an ishas ish, and now her husband died, and now there's an isser assay. Ida hanya misa zabal tishtre lagamre. If the misa zabal did something, make it mutter. Vida lo hanya misa zabal tukma b'milsa kamaisa. Let her still be usser. When do you have an isser that just gets weakened? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Alam alo. Why? Afikta mi misa vukimta alase. You have other precedents that you have. Go from misa to an isser ase. Mi didahavi apsuli amukdashim. Like by karbanus, a karban that becomes pasul. Demeikara, while it's still a karban, isbehu mi'ila, va'asiri begize ve'avoda. When it's still a karban, there's an isser daraisa mi'ila, and it's usser to shear it or to work it. Parkinu, once I redeemed it, but it's still psuli amakdashim, mi'ila lesbu begize ba'avoda asiri. But it still has isurim. So you see sometimes isuri can become weakened and less. So try number 4. It's amazing how we're trying so hard to find the makar. Ela midaamar kra. Penyamas ba mochame vishachar yikachena. By the mashuach milchama, where he said, no, you could go home because maybe you'll die in war and someone else will marry your wife. It's like I said that, so you see, someone else can marry the wife. Maskavla Rav Shisha Breda Ravidi, Eima man acher yavam. Maybe Acher is only talking about a case of a Yavam, maybe he doesn't have children and he dies. So the Gemara said, no, no, no. Amar Rav Ashi shtei tshuvas bedavar. Chada de Yavam loikri Acher. Oh, that's a columnist line. A Yavam is not an Acher. A Yavam is a stand-in for the dead brother. So the Torah wouldn't say Acher if it meant Yavam. Va'od ksiv, and also it says, Usneya ha'ish acharon, v'kasav la sefer krisus. In the same pasuk, O'kiyamus ha'ish acharon. In the same pasuk, it talks about death and divorce. V'iskish misa la gershin. Ma gershin shayev v'gomeres, af misa shayev v'gomeres. So it's amazing, again, even just taking a step back. So we have a makar, that the Gemara even needs a makar for this. You might have thought that, misa is misa, there's no more marriage. Of course. So there's a lot of discussion. We'll start it a little bit, but no, tomorrow's Avot will be put up from 7.5 years ago, but I also discussed it then, regarding Tchias HaMesim, regarding Eishas Eliyahu. Eishas Eliyahu, if she would come back, what would be the halacha in this regard? Right? Or the Tosfos read here on our Gemara says, what about from all the Nevi'im? All the Nevi'im talk about, so many stories of people marrying after death. What's the Hava Mina otherwise? Was the Tosfos read? The Tosfos read here says the Nevi'im, maybe they did it. They were looking for a mucker in the Torah. Nevi'im nucha lomo beferish ve'etanolchas beis adonecha ve'zashi adonecha bechekecha David nasa avigayil ubatsheva. They were married before. Elishu shoel remez ben haTorah. They're looking for okay. But either way, the question that's asked by the Trumas Hadeshin, it will mention one or two makaras, and then we'll have to stop. The Trumas Hadeshin in the Ksavim in the second volume, in the Psakim Ksavim, Eishes Eliyahu Navi. Oh, Eishes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Right, that's the Gemara in Ksubis, Ein Zion, where he went into Gan Eden when he was still alive. Im yecholon linasi lishacher, can they marry? V'nafka mina ledoros gamkein. Im yizke echad kemohem. If somebody is zoche, so what happens with their wife? So what do you say? Hachanami yesh lomer eishes re'eyu asura below eishes malach. Shekulan ruchani below gufani. What about the Chidah discusses this in the Birkei Yosef? What about after the Purim Suda by Rabbi and Reb Zera, Megillah Dav Zion, come Rabbi Shach to the Reb Zera, and he was Machayin the next day. Did Reb Zera, what if somebody wanted to marry the wife of Reb Zera in the middle? What happens if Reb Zera, does he have to marry his wife again? Or are they married? Do you have to do another Maisa Kiddushin? This is the fascinating discussion of all the Yachronim, but we would have thought like, okay, what kind of discussion is this? But it's based on the Gemara. The fact that the Gemara struggles mightily to find a makar, and you would think you don't need a makar for this. It's just a svara that the marriage has disappeared. It just shows that there's some power of the marriage that doesn't dissipate unless something is done. Lamaskana, obviously, we know. But and you know it from Hekish, you know it from Yavim Loikri Acher, but it's just amazing that we need that as well. Rabbi Chanan discusses here, maybe it's related to the Lamdish question of marriage. Is the Isra of Eishes Ish, is that a one-time thing, or is that every second it's renewed? They quote the humorous story of Reb Chaim. Reb Zevin quotes this in Isha Meshitos, that somebody came to Reb Chaim and tried to discuss with him. He came with a new chiddush, that there's a new ma'isa kiddushin every second of marriage. And this is our Yosef Purim here. Right? Marriage, and he says, you know, every second there's a new marriage. And Reb Chaim says to him, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Right? He's been married for years and years. So, again, but that's Reb Chaim, at least Reb Chanan here, talks about the lumdus of that. That might relate to how the marriage dissipates at the end. Either way, so we'll stop here. But in the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle, Yudalad and Tezvav. Amen Hashem will pick up with Tezayin on Sunday. Okay, we'll stop here.